那么今天的信息的题目啊，还是跟上个星期啊一样。
The sermon title is the same as last week.
啊，等一下，我的那个大纲。在投影荧幕上没有这个题目。
The title is not on the PowerPoint.
啊，所以今天的题目跟上个星期还是一样。
So the topic is the same as last week.
所以今天的讲到是 part two。今天的讲到是第二部分。
This is part two. The sermon today is part two.
啊，上个星期是 part one.
Last week was part one.
啊，为什么 part two？ 因为都讲同样啊，就是说同样的题目。
Why is it part two? Because we have the same title.
所以让我们来看以弗所书第一章第七节到十四节。
So let us open our Bible to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 to 14.
我只是用中文来念啊，如果你们看英文的就跟着看。
It will only be read in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
第七节，我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过半得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照他所安排的，在日期满足的时候。使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们也在他里面得了基业，这也是那位随以义行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫他的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这圣灵是我们的基业的凭据，直等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。那么刚才我们在荧幕上所念的经句，就是这个月的经句。
Just now we read the Bible verse for this month.
啊，这个经句第三节讲到属灵的福气。
And in verse 3 it says the gift or the blessing, spiritual blessing.
所以我们看第三节的时候，这里讲到愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
In verse 3 it says, Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
所以这个福气，如果你看的话，就是从第三节看到第十四节，你发觉到一共有六样。
And it's this spiritual blessing were mentioned from verse 3 to 14. And you notice there are a total of 6.
那么上个星期我们谈到其中的两样。
Last week we talked about 2 of the 6.
那么这两样福气，第一就是讲到神从创立世界之前，神拣选了我们。
The first one is that before God created the heaven and the earth, He has already chosen us.
那么第二个福气，圣经讲到就是神赐给我们得儿子的名分。
And the second blessing is that He has given us the privilege of being His children.
所以今天我们要来看其余的四样。
So today we're going to look at the remaining 4.
那么第一个福气。
The first one.
也就是讲到神赦免了我们对我们的罪，而且把那个救恩赐给我们。
It talks about how God has forgiven us of our sins and also gave us salvation.
啊，就是在第七节我们可以看到。
In verse 7 we can see.
他说我们借这爱子的血得蒙救赎，啊， 过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。
In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace.
所以这节经文里面我们看到两个重点。
So we see two main points here in this verse.
一个就是救赎。
One is redemption.
那么另外一个就是赦免。
Second one is forgiveness.
如果我们看这个救赎的话，
If we look at redemption,
如果我们看希腊文圣经的话，
And if we look at the Greek Bible,
希腊文有三个单词用来形容这个救赎这个意义。
There are three nouns in Greek that describe redemption.
所以在希腊文里面第一个字讲到救赎的就是 agorazo。我们来学一点希腊文。
The first word is agorazo. Let us learn Greek, some Greek.
那么 agorazo 这个意思就是讲到去购买的意思。
And this word means to purchase.
所以当我们想到购买的时候，我们通常都是想到到商店里面购买东西，或者我们购买一间房子，或者购买一辆汽车。
When you think about purchase, usually we thought about going to the store to buy something or to purchase a home or a car.
我们不会想到说我们去购买一个人。
But we would never thought of purchasing a person.
但是在保罗的时代，购买一个奴仆是一个很普遍的事情。
But during Paul's time, it is a common practice to purchase a slave.
那么如果要购买一个奴仆的话，就到市场去去购买。
So if you're going to go purchase a slave, then you go to the market.
那么第二个希腊单词就是 exagorazo。
The second word is exagorazo.
那么这个单词呢，它的意思是指到奴仆的市场把这个奴仆买出来。
This word describes you going to the market to buy a slave.
然后第三个希腊单词就是 apollotrosis.
The third word is apollotrosis.
那么这个单词呢，它的意思就是今天我们看第七节所用的。
And this is the word used in verse 7 today.
它的意思就是讲到使到一个人得到释放或者得到解放。
And this is the word to describe somebody getting free.
这个是购买一个奴仆的最后的一个步骤。
And so this is the last step in purchasing a slave.
所以如果要购买一个奴仆的话，一定要经过这个三个步骤。
So if you're going to buy a slave, you have to go through these three stages.
就是 agorazo, exagorazo, apollotrosis.
And that's the three stages.
你们学到三个希腊文的字今天。
So today you have learned three Greek words.
所以一个人到这个奴仆的市场去购买一个奴仆的话，
So as a person goes to the market to buy a slave,
他必须把这个奴仆买出来。
He must go and buy, get the slave out of the market.
然后直到这个奴仆得到这个自由。
And to allow the slave to obtain freedom.
所以这个观念就是好像神在十字架上就是十字架上为我们所做的。
And this is just like what Jesus Christ has done on the cross for us.
而且这个救恩是很宝贵的。
And the salvation is precious.
因为是用耶稣的宝血买回来的。
Because it was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以当神拯救我们的时候，他是赔上他独生儿子的生命。
So when God redeemed us, he gave his life.
那么从这点我们就明白这个救恩是何等的宝贵。
And from this point, you will understand how precious this salvation is.
我们做父母的都了解儿女在父母心中那种地位。
As parents, we all understand the position of our children.
那么华人有一句话就是说掌上的明珠啊。
Chinese have a saying that says the pearl in the palm.
也就是指一个孩子宝贵到好像那个珍珠一样。
is describing the preciousness of a child as if it is a pearl.
啊，特别是独生的孩子。
Especially if it is an only child.
所以我们可以想象神多么的爱我们。
So we can imagine how God loved us.
啊，他把他的独生子赐给我们。
He gave us his only son.
使我们脱离这个罪恶的捆绑。
So that we can be free from the bondage of sin.
而得到这个永生的生命。
To receive eternal life.
所以当我们明白这个救恩的宝贵的时候
So when we understand the preciousness of this salvation
我们就了解到这个救恩是何等的贵重
Then you can understand how important this salvation is
因为罪的缘故本来我们是要承担这个罪带来的后果
But because of sin we were going to suffer from the consequence of it.
但是因着神的恩典，他使我们能够脱离这个地狱的审判。
But because of God's grace, we were able to not face the judgment of hell.
我们看这个第七节的时候，他也有讲到这个救恩是以耶稣的血换回来的。
When we look at verse 7, it says redemption through Jesus Christ's blood.
为什么用血换成生命
Why does it have to use the blood to exchange for life?
因为血是代表生命
Because blood represents life.
所以当以色列人当他们从埃及离开的时候
So when the Israelites were leaving Egypt
所以在最后一个晚上神就吩咐他们在他们的门框上涂上这个羔羊的血
In the last night there God had told them, instructed them to paint blood on the doorframe.
所以当耶和华经过的时候
So as Jehovah passed by
他看到门框上有这个羔羊的血
When he see the blood of the lamb on the doorframe
那么他就越过那个门
He will then pass over that door
他就不会杀害家里面的人
He will not kill those within
所以这个羔羊的血就是预表耶稣基督在十字架上所流的血
So the blood from the lamb represent the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
而代表人永生的生命。
And because of that, it brought forth salvation and life.
所以神不只将这个救恩赐给我们。
So God not only gave us redemption.
那么圣经也讲到他赦免了我们的过犯。
He also has forgiven us of our sins.
我们从罪的捆绑得到释放。
We were released from the bondage of sin.
因为首先神赦免了我们的过犯。
Because God, first of all, has forgiven us of our sins.
所以罪带来的后果就是死亡。
The consequence of sin is death.
但是因着神的恩典，神赦免了我们的罪。
But because of His grace, He has forgiven us of our sins.
所以神的赦免完全是出于他的恩典。
And God's redemption is totally out of His grace.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
什么恩典就是白白得到的
Grace is something that you get freely
也不用付任何代价
You don't have to pay any cost
就可以得到
And you can get
但是圣经讲这个恩典是很丰富的
And the Bible says this grace is bountiful
很贵重的
It is precious
但是很多时候我们听到这个便宜的恩典
Sometimes we heard about the cheap grace.
英文叫做 cheap grace. 什么意思是便宜的恩典
What does it mean by cheap grace?
就是很多时候我们得到这个恩典，我们没有把这个恩典看为贵重的。
It is when we receive this grace, we do not look upon it as precious.
而不会去怎样去珍惜这个神给我们这个恩典。
Therefore, we do not treasure this grace given by God.
这个就是便宜的恩典
And this is cheap grace.
但是神借着他的恩典赦免了我们的过犯
But through his grace he has forgiven us of our sins.
他的赦免也没有附上任何的条件
His forgiveness did not bring with him any conditions.
记得耶稣在被捕之后
Remember after Jesus was arrested.
那么他就被带到这个罗马统治者本多比拉多的面前受审
He was brought forth and stand in front of Pontius Pilate
那么刚好这个时候是逾越节
And at that time it was Passover
在这个节夜的时候
And during Passover.
啊，罗马的统治者他有权利释放一个囚犯。
The Romans have the authority to release a prisoner.
啊，本来这个本多比拉多他要释放，把耶稣释放。
Originally, Pontius Pilate wanted to release Jesus.
啊，但是犹太人却强求这个比拉多说，他们要把这个巴拿巴释放。
But instead, the Jews strongly object to it, and so they wanted Barnabas to be released.
啊，犹太人要求释放一个曾经杀过人的囚犯。
The Israelites request the release of a murderer.
啊，比拉多这样的做法。
But what Pilate did?
完全是出于他的恩典。
What Pilate did is totally out of grace.
同样的，神把我们从罪恶中买出来。
And similarly, God bought us out of sin.
啊，使到我们能够得到这个自由。
So that we can regain freedom.
啊，就好像刚才这个希腊单词地方的 apolotrosis.
Just like the third word in the Greek apolotrosis.
啊，就是使我们能够在这个捆绑当中能够得到这个自由。
And it is, we are released from the bondage and we regain freedom.
神这么做。
What God had done.
啊，不是因为有我们有什么好的地方。
God did that not because of our own merit.
而是完全出于他丰富的恩典。
But it is totally out of his grace.
所以这个是神赐给我们第一个从天上来的福分。
So this is the first grace that he has given us.
那么除了这个救恩神把这个救恩赐给我们。
So besides giving us salvation,
啊，圣经也讲到，他把这个诸般的聪明智慧也赐给我们。
The Bible also said he has given us all wisdom.
你看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
他说，这恩典是用神用诸般智慧聪明充充足足赏赐给我们的。
It says that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding.
所以神把这个聪明智慧赐给我们。
God has given us all wisdom and understanding.
那么使到我们能够明白神旨意的奥秘。
So that we can understand the depth of God's will.
那么自从神创造这个世界宇宙之后。
After he has created the heaven and the earth.
那么历史就按照神的旨意一直在演变，而且朝向一个目标。
History continues to move on towards the direction God has set.
神把他的计划很详细的说明在这个圣经里面。
God's plan was detailed in the Bible.
啊，不像旧约时代的以色列所有的人。
Unlike the Israelites in the Old Testament.
他们不能够明白神整个救恩的计划。
They cannot understand the whole plan of salvation.
因为他们没有今天我们有这本圣经。
Because they do not have the Bible like we have today.
所以神只是透过先知把他的旨意告诉这些人。
So God told the Israelites his will through the prophets.
在旧约的时代。
In the Old Testament.
以色列人知道神会借助女人的后裔来把这个魔鬼打败。
The Israelites know that God will send forth a descendant of the women, of the woman, to defeat Satan.
他们知道将来有一位救主来会来拯救他们。
They know that in the future there will be a Messiah coming to save them.
而且按照摩西还有大卫跟神所立的约。
And also according to the covenant set up by Moses and David.
他们知道将来有位救主，而且会临到以色列的子民。
They know that there's a savior that will come in the future, and it will be to the Israelites.
所以他们知道这些事情。
They know of all these.
但是他们不能够明白神整个救恩的计划。
But they cannot understand the whole plan of salvation.
他们也不能够明白这个救恩会有一天也会临到这个外邦人。
And they don't understand that one day this salvation will also come upon the Gentiles.
他们不能够明白这一切事情。
They cannot understand all of these.
但是我们能够明白。
But we can.
为什么？因为我们有这本圣经。
Because we have this Bible.
我们也有神赐给我们的聪明智慧。
And we also have the wisdom and understanding given by God. So that we can understand the whole plan of salvation. So when a person, after a person accepted Christ, God will then grant all kinds of wisdom and understanding to him. So that he can understand the depth of God's will.
他就是说，如果你是相信耶稣的话，
So if you believe in Jesus Christ,
你和我能够明白这个救恩的历史，
then you can understand the history of salvation.
这个救恩的历史就包括好像神把这个女人的后裔，
This will include how God used the descendant of the woman
然后道成了肉身,
to became flesh,
然后死在十字架上,
die on the cross,
埋葬, 三天后复活,
be buried, and then after 3 days resurrect.
那么除了我们能够明白这些救恩的历史,
so besides understanding the salvation history,
我们也能够知道将来所要发生的事情,
we can also know what is going to happen in the future.
就好像第十节所说的,
just like it's mentioned in verse 10.
他说要照所安排的在日期满足的时候, 使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一,
to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ.
那么请注意这节经文中间那句,
let's pay attention to the middle of the middle part of this verse.
他说日期满足的时候,
it says when time will have reached.
所以这句话就是讲到主耶稣将要再来的时候,
it's talking about when Jesus will return again.
然后在这个时候天上地上所有的都会在基督里面同归于尽,
and at that time then all things in heaven and on earth will be under one head, Jesus Christ.
所以信耶稣的人不只能够明白过去这个救恩的历史,
so those who believe in Christ not only will they understand salvation history, they will also understand what's going to happen in the future. The reason why is because we have this Bible.
而且神也赐给我们这个聪明智慧,
and God has also given us wisdom and understanding in order for us to understand these.
所以除了神把这个诸般的聪明智慧赐给我们,
so he has given us all wisdom and understanding.
那么第十一节也告诉我们, 他把这个基业也赐给我们,
and in verse 11 he has also given us heritage.
这个基业它有两个意思,
there are two meaning to this word.
第一个意思就是讲到我们得到这个基业,
the first meaning is that we obtain or we receive the inheritance.
它另外一个意思就是如果在希腊文的话, 它是讲到成为这个基业,
and in Greek there's a second reason, meaning, it means we became the inheritance.
当神把他的独生子赐给我们之后,
after God has given us the only son,
他是以重价把我们买回来的,
he bought us with a high price.
所以使到我们得到这个基业,
so that we can receive this inheritance.
所以这个基业它的意思就是讲到永生的生命,
and this inheritance refers to eternal life.
或者是一个得赎的一个身体,
or a redeemed life.
A redeemed body. 所以当我们得到这个基业的时候,
so when we receive this inheritance,
换句话说, 我们这个身体已经被赎了,
in another words, our body has been redeemed.
那么我们得到这个基业,
we receive this inheritance,
同时也成为神的基业,
and at the same time we became God's inheritance.
所以圣经里讲到, 如果得到这个基业的话, 是预定的,
and the Bible has told us for us to receive this inheritance, it is predestined.
换句话说, 在这个世界还没有创造之前, 神已预定 我们得到这个基业。
That in other words, before God created heaven and the earth, He already predestined that we will receive it.
啊，神已经安排好了，使到我们能够得到这个基业。
God has already pre-planned so that we can receive this inheritance.
啊，这个意境的真理啊，有时候很难明白。
This principle of predestination is difficult to understand.
啊，就是讲到神在还没有创造这个世界之前。这个宇宙之前，他已经预定，使到我们只能够得到这个基业。
It's saying that before he created heaven and the earth, he already predestined that we will receive this inheritance.
啊，有时候我也不能够明白这个神的预定。
Sometimes I cannot understand predestination.
啊，但是在圣经里面，如果我们看旧约圣经这个啊，生命记29:29。
But sometimes if you look at the Old Testament, for example, Deuteronomy 29:29.
他这里讲到，他说隐秘的事情是属于耶和华的。
He says the secret things belong to the Lord our God.
啊，就是讲到有一些事情人是没有办法能够明白的。
He's saying that there are some things that man will never understand.
因为这些是属于神的事情。
Because these belong to God.
所以我曾经听过一个神学教授说。
I have heard a professor in a seminary said,
他说如果你要去明白这个预定论的话,
that if you are going to understand predestination,
it will blow your mind. Yeah. 中文怎么讲? Blow your mind. Yeah. 如果你尝试去明白这个预定论的话,
so if you try to understand predestination,
啊, 可能你会成为一个, 啊, 啊, 什么, 啊, somebody, you know, gone crazy. Yeah. 所以神拣选了我们。
So God has chosen us.
他预定我们得到这个基业。
He has predestined for us to receive this inheritance.
啊，是有他的目的的。
He has his purpose.
啊，就是在十二节。
And it's in verse 12.
啊，叫他们的荣耀从我们首先在基督里有盼望的人。可以得着称赞。
He said, in order that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory.
所以神使我们得到这个基业。
So God has allowed us to have this inheritance.
啊，就是能够使到他能够得到称赞。
So that we can praise His glory.
啊，这个是第三个福气。
This is the third blessing.
那么最后一个福气就是在十三、十四节。
And the last one comes in verses 13 and 14.
啊，就是讲到圣灵的印记。
And it is the seal of the Holy Spirit.
那么这里讲到神把这个印记赐给我们。
It says here God has given us a seal.
啊，如果你看第十三节的话。
If you look at verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他。就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
所以一个人怎么得到这个圣灵的印记?
So how do you receive the seal of the Holy Spirit?
那么这节经文就讲得很清楚。
This verse tells us clearly.
他说首先一个人必须要听见这个真理。
So first of all, this person has to hear the word of truth.
那么这个真理就是福音。
And this word of truth is salvation.
啊，就好像我们在跟别人传福音的时候。
Just like when we're witnessing to others.
那么第二，这个人必须相信这个基督。
Secondly, this person has to believe in Christ.
所以当他相信了耶稣之后，他就得到这个圣灵的印记。
So after he believed in Jesus, then he will receive the seal.
所以一个人听了福音之后，然后相信耶稣，他就得到圣灵就内住在他里面。
So after a person heard the gospel and then believed in the gospel, then he will receive the Holy Spirit as the seal.
所以这个圣灵的印记有什么特点?
So what is so special about this seal?
啊，印记就是指明一个成交已经完成了。
A seal means the transaction is complete.
啊，或者是指这个拥有权 的意思。
It may also point to ownership.
比如说我在大学念书的时候。
For example, when I was at college.
我在大学念了四年的书。
I spent 4 years there.
那么我完成了所要求的那些学分。
So I fulfill all the requirements.
那么就经过大学好几个部门。那些主任他们批准后还签字后。
And so after my record was reviewed by the department heads and they signed.
那么我终于毕业了。
Then I'm finally I can graduate.
毕业典礼的时候我就在那个时候我领了那个毕业证书。
So during commencement, I received my certificate.
毕业证书上通常都有大学的印记，是不是？
And usually on the certificate there is the seal of the university.
如果你拿到那张没有的话，就会很不要拿回家。
So if you have received one that is without the seal, then don't take it home.
这个印记就是证明这个文凭是真的。
The seal represent that certify that this this document is real.
并且也证明你已经得到这个大学的学位。
And it also shows that you own this.Degree.
同样的，当一个人听了这个福音的时候
，Similarly, as a person hears the gospel,
那么他相信耶稣
，And then he believes Jesus.
然后他得到这个救恩
，And then he receives salvation.
那么圣经讲，这个人就受了这个圣灵的印记
，And so the Bible said that person received a seal, which is the Holy Spirit.
而且就证明他是一个得救的人
，To show and prove that he is a saved person.
那么除了讲到这个得到这个圣灵的印记
So besides talking about receiving the seal, the Holy Spirit
如果你看第十四节的话
If you look at verse 14
他也讲到得基业的凭据
It also talks about a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance
这个凭据在英文圣经他就把它翻译成 pledge 或者是 earnest
In English, some of the translationsTranslated it as pledge or earnest.
所以在保罗的时代，这个凭据是用以物件或者这个产业在成交的时候。
During Paul's time, this pledge or this earnest is used in commodity or in a property transaction.
所以凭据就好像这个抵押金一样。
So the earnest is like the earnest money we put down today, down payment.
我还没有讲，他已经讲就好像今天我们买房子一样。
Just like when we buy a property today.
是不是有个 earnest money?
You put down earnest money.
就是证明这个买主他真心的要买这个房子。
It shows the earnesty of the buyer wanting to buy this property.
所以当神把我们以重价把我们买回来的时候
So as God buys with this big price,
他是以圣灵来作为凭据。
He used the Holy Spirit as the earnest.
那么有一天我们将会完完全全的被赎回来。
And one day we are going to be completely redeemed.
这个圣灵的印记还有一个意思。
There is another meaning to the seal of the Holy Spirit.
叫它的含义就是好像这个订婚的戒指一样。
Its meaning is something like an engagement ring.
圣经描述主耶稣是什么
What did the Bible describe Jesus Christ as?
新郎啊，教会是什么？
So Jesus Christ is described as the groom, while the church is described as the bride.
所以当一个人信了耶稣之后
，So after a person believes in Jesus,
他好像跟耶稣基督订婚一样。
It's just like he was engaged to Jesus.
因为耶稣基督再来的时候
，Because when Jesus returns,
启示录讲到耶稣基督是什么
？In Revelation, what did it describe Jesus Christ as?
他来的时候好像。
When he comes,
刚才你们讲
的 he's like what?
新郎啊
he's like the groom
然后他来迎接新娘
when he comes, he will come and welcome his bride
因为新娘就是教会
because the bride is the church
所以我们看这个凭据很有意思
so as we look at this earnest is meaningful
所以神赐给我们这些福气是很美好的。
God gives us all these spiritual gifts and they are good.
就是在神还没有创造世界之前，他已经拣选了我们。
And it is before He created the heaven and the earth, He already have chosen us.
他也使到我们得到这个儿子的名分。
He allow us to become His children.
神也赦免我们的罪，而且把这个救恩赐给我们。
He redeemed and forgave our sin.
神同时也赐给我们这个诸般的聪明智慧。
He gave us all wisdom and understanding.
他也在基督里面把这个基业赐给我们。
He gave us inheritance.
那么最后，他把这个圣灵的印记、凭据也赐给我们。
And he also gave us the seal, which is the Holy Spirit.
你说是这是不是一个很大的福气？
So do you agree that this is a great blessing?
上个星期我提到三个世界上很富有的人。
Last week I mentioned three of the wealthiest people on earth.
还记得吗？第一个是谁？
Do you know who the first one is?
第一个是 Warren Buffett.
The first one is Warren Buffett.
第二是墨西哥人 Carlos Slim.
Second one is Carlos Slim.
那么第三个就是 Bill Gates.
The third one is Bill Gates.
这些人都很富有。
They all three of them are very wealthy.
他们的钱好像没有地方放一样。
They have so much money, it's like they don't have enough room for them.
我跟你们讲到他们个人的财富啊，一共有600亿。
I told you that with all of them together, they have 60 billion.
这些很多很多的财富。
They have a lot of money.
但是神所赐给我们这些属灵的福气，这些财富也比不上。
But it cannot compare to what God has given us.
所以让我们珍惜这些福气。
So let us treasure these blessings.
让我们重新低头祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你，感谢你赐给我们这天上的福气。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us all the spiritual blessings.
求主让我们珍惜这些属灵的福气。
Please help us to treasure these blessings.
因为这个恩典实在是太宝贵了。
Because this grace is too precious.
我们要献上感谢。
We want to offer our thanksgiving.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.